Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you through Scripture, verse by verse. That was a little awkward, but you get the idea. We are still in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're going to read it again tomorrow in the World English Bible. We're talking about the blessings and curses that Israel is facing. Moses is basically preparing them for the promised land, and this is what it says. And we're in the cursing part, so this is why it says what it says. You will betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You will build a house, and you won't dwell in it. You will plant a vineyard, and not use its fruit. Your ox will be slain before your eyes, and you will not eat any of it. Your donkey will be violently taken away from before your face, and will not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have no one to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. Your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all day long. There will be no power in your hand. A nation which you don't know will eat the fruit of your ground and all of your work. You will only be oppressed and crushed always, so that the sights that you see with your eyes will drive you mad. Yahweh will strike you in the knees and in the legs with a sore boil, of which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. Yahweh will bring you and your king, whom you will set over yourselves, to a nation that you have not known, you nor your fathers. There you will serve other gods of wood and stone. You will become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the peoples where Yahweh will lead you away. You will carry much seed out into the field and will gather little in, for the locust will consume it. You will plant vineyards and dress them, but you will neither drink of the wine nor harvest, because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all of your borders, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. Locusts will consume all of your trees and the fruit of your ground. The foreigner who is among you will mount up above you higher and higher, and you will come down lower and lower. He will lend to you, and you won't lend to him. He will be the head, and you will be the tail. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, as I prayed yesterday, I thank you that you loved the nation of Israel enough to warn them. And Lord, there is warning throughout all of Scripture about sin, that sin will find us out, that it is seeking to devour us, that Satan wants to sift us like wheat, that there is consequence for us going down those destructive paths. And so, Lord, we thank you for the warning, and we ask for your strength today to be able to walk in ways that honor you instead of make you sad. Lord, we thank you so much that in this new covenant of ours, that we have your presence with us wherever we go. We're never alone. We're never forsaken. We have a comforter within us, and we can say yes to you and no to sin because of that Holy Spirit. So Lord, I just pray for my friend today, especially those making a big turnaround today. Maybe they've come to the end of their rope and they've realized that all that sinning and walking away from you has only brought pain and heartache and despair, and they are ready to return to you. And I thank you so much that you are the God who welcomes with open arms, that your grace is sufficient for us because your power is made perfect in our weakness, that you will not despise a contrite and broken heart. You actually love those who are humble before you, love those who understand their need for you. And Lord, today we just acknowledge that. We acknowledge that we need you, we love you, we need more of you in our lives. Forgive us for running to everything else other than you. Forgive us for running to our own wherewithal, our own strength, our own control, trying to figure out situations on our own. Lord, instead of prayer, we've turned to logic, or we've turned to other people, or we've turned to money instead of looking to you. Lord, because I live in a wealthy nation, I don't even realize how much I turn to wealth when I need a solution to a problem instead of turning to you. Lord, I long for you to be my everything. I long for you to be the one I run to first. And I know that that's the heart of those who are listening today. We want to run to you first. And any sort of penalty or anything that we experience as a result of our sin, may it instead of making us bitter and embittered against you, may it tenderize our hearts and cause us to long for you and to rest in you and to chase after you. We pray for hearts like that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am really grateful for you, and I'm humbled that every day that you listen to this podcast, because it means that you value the Word of God and you value prayer. Wanted to let you know too that I have a book coming out in 2 days. It's called Love, Pray, Listen: Parenting Your Wayward Adult Kids with Joy, and it's put out by Bethany. And I am so excited about this book, and I hope and pray that it is a blessing to parents. So I hope that's helpful, and I hope you have an amazing day.